from St. John chapter 16. A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. And because I'm going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he's talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you're asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." O Lord, have mercy on us. Amen. Motherhood and the Holy Spirit. Two things you don't really think of together, but they are there together in today's text. Motherhood is how the Lord brings life into the world. The Holy Spirit is how he brings new life into you spiritually, creating faith in you through the Word. Motherhood for birth, the Holy Spirit for rebirth. The scene in our text here is the Lord's Supper. The Last Supper, Jesus' death is imminent. The disciples are on edge, and they've had just about all they can bear, and so Jesus tells them, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." They will not be alone. The Holy Spirit will come on Pentecost. He is the Spirit of truth, and he will guide them in all truth. Jesus says, "He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and give it to you." You see, the work of the Holy Spirit is to not to do all sorts of the wacky, fun sideshow things not covered by the Scriptures, or to introduce new revelations beyond the Scriptures, but to point you to the Jesus in the Scriptures. "The Holy Spirit is coming," says Jesus, and he repeats this and explains to them why it is necessary. "A little while," he says to his men, "and you will see me no longer." "A little while and you will see me." Now the disciples are even more confused, and they're like, "Dude, what are you talking about?" Well, first and foremost, Jesus is talking about the cross. In a little while, he is going to go away. He'll be seized at Gethsemane, rushed through several sham trials, and crucified. He'll be transported to the grave and descend into hell. They'll be sorrowful and think all is lost. But then again, in another little while, the third day, he's going to rise again from the dead and appear to them as they hide fearfully in a locked room. He's going to show them his hands and his side. He's going to speak peace to them, and they will be overjoyed when they see him in a little while. Still overwhelming? Perhaps. So Jesus compares those next 3 days, those overwhelming 3 days, to a mother in labor. The 9 months are over, but the baby isn't born. It's a time of delivery, the contractions and the labor pains. And the word for anguish here is the same word for tribulation in the book of Revelation. The mother is anguished in tribulation as she endures the labor pains, but when all goes the way that it should, and she's holding that infant in her arms, the joy replaces the sorrow and the anguish is over. That's how it is for the disciples too. When Jesus is betrayed, all anguish, no joy. 3 days later, all joy, no anguish. And this will repeat again. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus will go away at his ascension. 10 days after that, the Holy Spirit will come just as he promises. After that, The apostles will go forth to make disciples of all nations, and all but John will die a martyr's death. Yeah, the rest of the New Testament is full of anguish and tribulation for the disciples. However, their joy does not cease. Dear loved ones, Jesus promises the same to each of you. Yeah, you will have sorrow now. And yes, you are real sinners. But you have a real Savior who answers your real sin with his real forgiveness. And you will face real anguish in this life, but the real joy of the resurrection cannot be taken away from you. And where the Word is, Jesus is. And so the Lord is never far away, just as he says, he is with you always. And your sorrow will be woven into a greater and more beautiful tapestry than you can ever dare imagine. You know, the Bible begins with God creating the heavens and the earth. The story of our humanity begins in a garden with two people, Adam and Eve. And it ends with the return to the garden, not just for those two, but for a city. A city that God is building, a city that comes down from above where the dwelling of God is with humanity. And that says something very important. History. The world's history. Humanity's history. Your history. For all of its sorrows, its anguish, its tribulation, the wrongs and brokenness and sin, it's not erased, it is redeemed. And that's a different thing. God doesn't annihilate this creation into non-existence. He brings it through death and then raises it up. Death and resurrection, that's how Jesus makes all things new. And that means that nothing of your life is ever lost. Rather, it is redeemed and held for you in a complete and a new way in Christ. A mother doesn't forget her labor pains. Just ask your mom if she's still around. She doesn't forget them, but she rejoices rather that they are woven into a lovely and wonderful new tapestry that is you. Look, your present sufferings are real, and the pain may even get worse. But whatever it is, it will only last a little while. You see, your crucified and risen Jesus says, I will see you again. He will return. And this time, he will have the beautiful and woven tapestry of scars to prove it. And your hearts will rejoice. And no one will take your joy away from you. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.